We're starting the next siman, Shin Pei Beis. Shin Pei Beis is a very... There's 2 points in Shin Pei Beis. 1 point is, if someone gives you permission to damage, are you potter? Or, better said, if somebody claims that the reason I damaged is because I got permission to do so, is he believed? Normally we say, Hamoitzi mechavera al avaraya. Normally we would say, you have to prove to me that you owe me money. So Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, hey, Shimon, you broke my windshield. Shimon says, yeah, you're right. Of course I broke your windshield, but you told me to. Why would I have told you to? You saw that I had a new hammer at Home Depot, and you said, looks like you're really looking for some practice. Go ahead on my windshield. So you gave me permission. So is he believed with that claim? Normally you would say, okay, look, it's claim against claim. What's it called, Varaya? So we're going to see that you're not believed to say that. Okay? But the main thing that we're going to learn today is Gishmak Sugya, is the inyan of taking someone's mitzvah. We've never discussed damaging in Ruchnias. We've been talking about damaging someone's money. What about a person's mitzvah? Is the mitzvah considered someone's property? And if you take away the mitzvah, it's like you damage them. So let's learn the Sugya. It starts off in Achoyvel, Baba Kama, Tzadi Alpha, Mid Beis, page 1. Where it's halfway down in the thick lines where it's marked off. There's a Mishnah that says if you cut off someone's tree, you're potter. You cut down someone's tree, you're potter. Frek the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Barbarachana Kameh de Rav. Shoyri Harakta. A guy, Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, you killed my shor. Netioise Katat, so you cut down my tree. And Shimon says back, Ata Amarta Li Lahargo. Yeah, you told me to cut it down, to kill it. Ata Amarta Li Lahargo. You told me to cut it down, potter. He doesn't have to pay. Amr Lay. So Rav said to Rabbi Barbar Chana, Im Kain, according to that claim, L'shachafakta chay l'briyasa kol kamine. How can we believe someone with that claim? Yeah, you broke my windshield. Of course I did, but you told me to. That's it. I lost my claim now? So you can never prove damage. Amalei Ismaya. So he said, should I get rid of it? Amalei, no. Don't get rid of the Mishnah. I'll tell you what the Mishnah means. Amalei, loy, tetagim asnisach b'shor ha'oimid lahariga obilin ha'oimid l'ketitza. You have a shor. You have an ox that is oimid to be killed. The Bezdin already paskened on the ox that this has to be killed. Why would it have to be killed? Because it's a dangerous ox. This ox is getting out of hand. You're clearly not able to thing. You're not able to watch it. So you have to get rid of the ox. And therefore, the Bezdin paskened that you got to kill the ox. Or it's an Elon ha'oimid l'ksitza. Or the Bezdin paskened that you have to get rid of the tree. Because it's about to fall or whatever it may be. So, the Gemara's point is, that's why you're potter. So then what's the shaklavataria? You're potter, you're chayiv. I mean, obviously, there's no claim here. It's meant to be killed, and you killed it. So what's the claim? I wanted to do the mitzvah. The Bezdin paskin for me to kill my ox. Why is it a mitzvah for me? Because just like there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Micah, there's a mitzvah to do a Micah that you shouldn't have dangerous things. If I have a dangerous thing and it's worth $1,000 and I go ahead and I shecht it because I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bezdin. You know what Mesiras Nefesh that is? You know what type of mitzvah I'm getting? I'm listening to Bezdin. I have a valuable item, but I'm getting rid of it because I don't want to have dangerous stuff around the Bezdin Paskin. And here you go and shecht it. So then you took away my whole mitzvah. So where do you know that? How do we know that there's such a claim that taking someone else's mitzvah is a claim? The Tanya, there's a brayshin chulim by kisui adam v'shofach v'kisa. The din is if you shecht a chaya or you shecht a bird. There's paper somewhere. V'shofach v'kisa. Misha shofach yechase. Misha shofach yechase. The din is that the mitzvah of kisui adam is miyuchad for the din of kisui adam. If you shecht a chayv oif, you have to cover the blood afterwards. It's not true if you shecht a cow, which is good because if it was mitzvah to shecht a cow, it would be a little bit difficult. If you ever been to a shlachtois, there's blood all over the place, so it would be hard to cover that, to cover all that. But if a chayv oif is manageable, so you have to cover the blood. So whose mitzvah is it? It's the shoychet's mitzvah. The shoychet has the mitzvah of kisui adam. Someone else comes along and covers the blood. while the shechet is still shechting. Umaisa be'echad she'shachat, one person shechted, v'kadam chaveira v'chisa. Reuven was a shechet, then Shimon came and covered over the blood. V'chiyavoy Rabbi Gamliel litan lo'asar zehuvim, and Rabbi Gamliel obligated him to pay 10 zehuvim. 10 zehuvim is 10 gold coins, it's a lot of money. Meaning, kipshuta, you took away his mitzvah. Taking away someone's mitzvah is worth 10 zehuvim. So therefore, since you took away his mitzvah, you have to pay, Shimon has to pay Reuven, according to Rabbi Gamliel, 10 zehuvim. So the Gemara says here too, Bezdin paskin on Reuven, get rid of your ox, it's dangerous. Cut down your tree, it's dangerous. So he wanted to do a mitzvah, it's a gravaldika mesiris nefesh. He's going to go and shecht his ox that's worth $1,000 because Bezdin paskin he should. So he's willing to listen to Bezdin, he's going to do the mitzvah. Here we go, go ahead and kill it for me. He lost his whole mitzvah. So that was the claim. So what's the answer? The answer is that you're chayiv, unless you claim you told me to do it. Over here, you're Naaman. That's the difference. If I say, oh, I broke a windshield, but you told me to break a windshield, you're not believed to say that. Because why would anybody, there's a chazakah that people don't tell others to damage them.
You need proof?
What? Proof is different, but there's a chazakah that people don't do that. But when it comes to this thing about the mitzvah, you're only chayiv if the guy says, look, I stole the mitzvah, yeah, but you told me to, then you're potter. That's what's going on over here. What? So now we're going to get into a little bit this inyan of stealing someone's mitzvah of 10 zehuvim. So I want to be mocked of a story, and by the end of the show, let's see if the story is correct. So we had there was someone that has a minug. Someone has a minug that he likes to give before Yom Tov to young Galite that are learning, all dedicating themselves to learning. He wants to give them something special before Yom Tov. He's been doing this for years. He wants to give. So you give everyone $100, it doesn't go very far because it just gets in, you know. So what he wants to give each person a special, like a real chashav roast. It's like a $150 piece of meat, chashav of meat. No one, and then everyone has a meat for Yom Tov. So he buys. We've been doing this for a long time. Someone came and he dropped off here for me to give out 2 cases of roast to give out for you. He said, oh, my stomach, everyone wants some meat. Here, you can give out. I have wholesale. I'm giving out the meat. You could take it, give it out. So I called up the other guy and I say, I think this Yom Tov we're taken care of. He says, maybe you're taken care of, but give me the number of the other guy. I want to charge him 10 zehuvim. What is he giving? I've been doing this for years. This guy comes along, drops off meat on my cheshbon. So I don't care if you have meat, but I want my 10 zehuvim from the guy. He took away my mitzvah. So we'll see if that's shaykh. What?
How much is that?
What?
How much is
10? 10 golden coins. I don't know exactly. It doesn't sound so cheap. It's probably worth more than the meat. I would assume 10 gold coins is worth more than 10 pieces of meat. I don't know, but
that's not accepted.
I'm just saying this was the story. So let's see if the story is correct. Yeah, in the end, everyone got 2 pieces of meat for Yom Tov. If you're just wondering, want to know what the end of the story was. But anyway, so the where does this whole thing come from? And there's a lot of nafkaminas, okay? One of the nafkaminas that we'll talk about, just to be makdim, is that, yeah, moid, and you call up someone for shishi, nice chashav aliyah, and lo and behold, another guy sneaks up, takes the aliyah, makes the brachas, and the guy that was called up is like, hey, this guy just took my aliyah. So does he have a claim on the aliyah from the guy that took it from him? Okay, next case. Oh yeah,
that's
the time, right? So the and then there's the famous thing that if you've been to enough brisim, then you probably have heard someone talk about it while you were eating a bagel with lox, that that basically someone was mechabed a certain moil to do the bris, and another moil shows up and did the bris. So does he have to pay the moil or the father 10 zehuvim? Because he stole the mitzvah. Right? Those are the cases that Shulchan Aruch talks about explicitly. There's a third case is that you were mechaved one guy to do the benching, the zimun, and another guy went ahead and grabbed it and did it. Mechubar, Rabbi Yisrael, and the other guy, Rabbi Yisrael, right? So he took the guy's mitzvah, does he have to pay? These are cases that are all brought down. Okay?
We're not talking accidental, we're talking about...
It doesn't sound accidental to me. It's hard to go accidentally do someone else's mila. You know?
Wrong kid.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, wrong location. So, no, we're talking on purpose, yeah. So Zok the Gemara in Chulin, page 2. Peizayinam and Aleph in Chulin. Tanya Idach. V'shafach v'kisa. B'masha shafach bo yichas v'shal yichasenu b'rega v'shal yimitzuz b'zu yisalav. Tanya Idach. V'shafach v'kisa. What's the connection between the shechita and the kisui? Misha shafach hu yichasenu. The mitzvah is on the shoichit. Maisa be'echad. There was a story with somebody. She shachat. He shechted. As we just said, since he shechted, the mitzvah of kisui adam is his mitzvah. The kadam chaveroi v'kisa, and his friend came and covered it. The chiyuvay Rabbi Gamliel litan la yud zehuvim, and Rabbi Gamliel came and said, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. Like we just said, you have to pay. Now the Gemara is a very interesting shiloh, which I think is going to be quite surprising to most of us. Iboilu. The Gemara is a shiloh. What's the nature of the chiyuv of the 10 zehuvim? Is it because you took away his mitzvah? Or is it because you took away primarily his bracha? The bracha on the mitzvah. Iboilu, schar mitzvah, is the 10 zehuvim the schar mitzvah? Or is schar bracha? Or is it the schar of the bracha? Now, not to say that when there is a mitzvah with no bracha, you don't have to pay. Because we already said in the Gemara Baba Kama that there's no mitzvah to cut down your tree. There's no bracha on cutting down your tree. And still, the guy would have to pay. So obviously, there's a chiv if you steal someone's mitzvah. But the question is, a mitzvah that has a bracha, what's the ikar of the Takanas Chazal? Was it for taking away his bracha, or was it for taking away his mitzvah?
Isn't that already answered, though? The fact that he has to give the 10 zehuvim on something with no bracha.
It's answered that that's also true. But what about when there's both? A bracha and the mitzvah. So schar mitzvah is schar bracha. L'may nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? L'berkas hamazon. In the old days, when you mechavet someone to bench, it wasn't just to say Rabbi Samuel benching. In the old days, when you mechavet someone to bench, they actually benched out loud for everybody, and they were moitzi everybody, right? So says the Gemara. L'may nafkamina. L'berkas hamazon. If it's the schar of the mitzvah, so someone stole your mitzvah of benching. How many mitzvahs did he steal from you? One. So he would owe you 10 zuvim. But how many brachas did he steal from you? 4. So therefore, you would have to pay 40 zuvim. So which is the ikar? Is it that he stole the bracha from you, or is it he stole the mitzvah from you? Mitzvah achasi. V'yam etzchar bracha, havin arboim. It's 40. My, and the Gemara brings a whole story that we see that he was mechayvim 40. By the way, in the Shach, there's a whole arichos. What's the 40? Because is the 40... Is it the 4 brachas of benching? Right, Hazan is a call, Al Arz, Al Mazun, Vnei Yerushalayim, and then the last one, Hatoev Ameitiv. Or do we say Hatoev Ameitiv is really an add on? It's not the Ikar benching. So it's really the 3 plus Bar Priya Gafen. So Shmuz in the Shach, it's a long Arichas in the Shach. The Shach says, well, brachas are derabanan. If brachas are derabanan, the only brachas that you don't do a sarzuvim for derabanan. It's only for deraisas. And deraisa is only the first 3, not the 4th. So it must be the bar piragafin. It's effective by kiveger, but brachas bar piragafin is also derabanan. What the Shach gain by making a bar piragafin? Because it's a whole discussion. What are the 4 brachas that we're chai for in the Shach? If you want to, just for argument's sake, you could look at Rashi. It says, brachas amazin dalad brachas hain. Brachas amazin itself is 4 brachas. It doesn't sound like. It's that. Okay. But anyway. Okay. Now.
There's no chiluk between a mitzvah that's mutl on you and best to say the tree has to be cut down. Yeah. It's just in general that this tree needs to be cut down. It's not so much mutl on you.
Exactly. Okay. No, there is such a chiluk. And this is the Gemara. Now, we could go one by one different nekudas over here. Okay? The first nekudah is what Menashe said, which is that, is this on every mitzvah? I was about to do a mitzvah, then you took it. Okay, but it wasn't your mitzvah to begin with more than my mitzvah. It's very clear from the Gemara that the introduction to the sugya was a drasha. We made a drasha. V'shafach v'chisa. That the Torah places the mitzvah of kisui adam on the shoichet. Why is that the introduction to the sugya? Let's say without that drasha. But the shoichet was planning on doing the kisui. and then someone else came and stole it from him. Why do you need this whole fit? The whole Gemara is based on a drash of a pasuk that we darshin that v'shavach v'kisa, that the Torah places the mitzvah of kisui on the shochet. It's very clear from the Gemara that l'chayra it's only mitzvahs which are your mitzvah. Okay? It has to be that the Torah gave it to you to do the mitzvah. And that's why in the case of the tree, it's your mitzvah. The Beis Din was mitzvah, you to cut down your tree. So it's your mitzvah. The shoichet, it's his mitzvah to do kisui adam. In our case with the meat, it's not his mitzvah of the first guy more than the second guy. Anyone can buy meat if they want and give it out. So therefore, there's no azar zehuvim on such a mitzvah, which is just a mitzvah that you were planning on doing. Okay? That's pretty clear in the Gemara. Okay, but what that would still leave us by Bris Milah, which is the mitzvah of the father. We'll have to get to that. And that leads us to the Rosh, which talks about the case of someone stealing someone's aliyah. So if you look in the Rosh, we'll go through the Rosh, page 3. The Rosh is Simen Ches in the 6th parak of Chulin. Maisa, there was a story. The Rosh brings down a Maisa, Be'echad she'omar l'moyel echad, that someone told the Moyel, she'yomol is benoy, that he should give Mila to his son, v'kadam acher o'malo, and someone else came and stole the mitzvah. V'tova harishayin, she'omar lo ya'av l'muloy, min ha'sheni asar zuvim. The first one came to the Moyel that was hired, came to the new Moyel and said, you owe me 10 zuvim. Upatroi Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam said, sorry, you don't have to pay. Why not? So he said, first of all, this whole knas, we don't necessarily do it nowadays. That's number one. But even regardless of that, you skip down one line, he says, Dekivan Shahya Sham Bishas Mila. Remember we came out, what was the Gemara's maskana? Is the 10 zehuvim for stealing the mitzvah or for stealing the bracha? We came out, it's for stealing the bracha, and that's why for benching your chai 40. So he says, hold on, the moil was there. The moil that was supposed to do the mitzvah was there. The other guy came in and snuck in and said out loud, Borugato! Okay, where was the moil that was supposed to do it? He was probably presumably there, right? So if he was there, probably he said amen to the bracha that the new moil did. So if you said amen, says Rabbeinu Tam, Godol ha'ayne amen yoyisem in ha'mevarech. The schar for amen is greater than the bracha. So if you said amen, how could you come and say, give me 10 zehuvim for stealing my bracha? What do you mean? You said amen. What are you so paranoid about? So he says, Godol ha'ayne amen yoyisem in ha'mevarech, ve'im loy ana amen, and if you didn't say amen, then it's your problem. You should have. Okay. So, therefore, says Rabbi Natam, an unbelievable chiddush, that if you said amen, there's no chiv. So obviously, Frek the Shach in Shin Pei Beis, Rabbi Rubin's question. So what's the whole issue of the benching? If the guy benched, the other guy had to be yotze probably, right? So since the other guy had to be yotze, he had to say amen. So if you said amen, what's the problem? You're back to the four zuvim.
Okay, but
the Gemara is proving that from there that it's schar bracha. So it's the same chiyuv. And if you said amen, so then according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what was the whole Gemara talking about? So imtem tzolaymar taretz is, you'll tell me. No, very simple what it's talking about. It's talking about that the guy was so annoyed that you stole the mitzvah that he left.
And you didn't have
other
option.
No, he's not even an option. He left. He left the room. It's only you that an option if you were there and you didn't say amen. You walked out of the room. You stormed out and you benched to yourself. So I never said amen to his bracha. Okay, but then says the shach. So then for sure you're not a bracha because then you're benched. So you said the four brachas yourself. And so, miman of shach, frek the shach, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, what's the chiv by the whole story of Rabbi Gamliel with the benching? If the guy was there, he said amen, then according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to pay because God lo ayin amen, yoyzim min ha'mavarech. And if he left, then no one stole the four brachas from him. He said his own four brachas. Zok to Rabbeinu Tam, an unbelievable yisoid. Right? An unbelievable idea. He said, no. Because when you make a bracha out loud and someone says amen to it, that bracha is worth 10 zehuvim. That's a chash of a bracha. Someone said amen to your bracha, you said, and that's worth, someone takes that away from you, that's worth 10 zehuvim. But if you storm out of the room and then you, under your breath, mutter aloud your benching or whatever, you make your benching by yourself, and no one is there to say amen to it, it's a less chashuv bracha, and therefore that chashuv bracha is not worth 10 zehuvim. And memela, you taka lost out. He stole your mitzvah. You had an opportunity to make a bracha out loud that someone would have said amen to, and being moitzi other people. Now, you just made bracha to yourself privately. That bracha is not worth 10 zehuvim. And that bracha, zaktashach, that bracha, taka, is not a replacement for the bracha that you lost. And therefore, he has to taka pay you. That's the answer to your question. It's a whole cheshbon. That's the answer to your question. So, by the way, so I saw a long time ago that the minig of Reb Chaim Kanievsky every morning was that he would daven early. He davened early, and his Rebbetzin was up, or she woke up, and they would say Birkas HaShachar to each other. So he would say Al Natil Asadayim, and she would say Amen, and then she would say Al Natil Asadayim, he would say Amen. So that the idea is because to have someone saying a bracha, that there's someone listening to and saying amen, is a whole different level of a bracha than saying a bracha to yourself. Shmuel, this is another element you got to add on to your whole thing. That having someone say amen, it brings it to another level. It brings it that it's worth 10 zehuvim. It's worth 10 gold coins now. A bracha that you say yourself, nah, it's not a replacement for that. And that's the answer for the Gemara, okay?
Is the Amen, or
is
that you're being
moitzi to
someone else?
No, it's L'chor, it's not to being moitzi to someone else. The Shach is not mashma, it's being moitzi. It's saying it b'kol rom that someone else could say Amen. I think the Shach's pretty clear like that.
You're creating a Kiddush Hashem. I have to say Amen.
Right.
The guy that's making an Amen to a stolen bracha, that's not really gaining any
Hashuva
bracha.
No, it's not a stolen bracha in that way. You're right, there's an Indian. If someone steals dough and takes off challah, he's ends in mavarch elam and nights. But that's not this. That's not this case. He's doing it without permission, but that's not this case exactly. Now, if you go to the fourth line from the bottom, it says ule inyan kriyas haTorah. What about by laning im amad acher shaloi kro oyachazin? A guy gets up and he was not called up by the chazin. Af beretz Yisrael, I think Eretz Yisrael, even though in Eretz Yisrael they also lane. The guy with the aliyah would lane potter. Your potter. Why did Kriyas HaTorah kol chayoven? Everyone, this is Menashe's point. Everyone's chayv in the aliyah. There's not anything special about you or over someone else. It's everyone's mitzvah. Ukriyas hachazen, he called you up. It doesn't mean it becomes more yours than his. Einoi elo kihechad lo lesi lentsuye. Really, according to the Ikar Halacha, there's such a thing as a gabai. It's like the ramp up to the Trumas Hadeshin. You would have a lot of broken legs and broken bones, but bottom line is, anyone that wants to live would just go up there. And that's it. It could be that if it was that way, no one would actually want the aliyahs. It's only because it's not that way that everyone's fighting. But anyway.
It's a mitzvah or is someone saying the bracha?
Saying the bracha.
So
maybe
they have the same parents, though. So have people answering
women. Okay, you're right. No. But he's saying even without that. He's saying the ikar point is that an aliyah is not. And Aliyah, the fact that he calls you out doesn't make it your mitzvah. The Marshal, the Shach does bring down from the Marshal that if you bought the Aliyah, it becomes yours. That no, you're not. Someone's not allowed to steal an Aliyah that you buy. That becomes your mitzvah. That maybe that's the Takana or whatever. But if the Gabbai just called you up for free, then it doesn't become your mitzvah and your part of a fulim omad yisrol b'makom ha'koyin in l'chayvoy. Even if Yisrael took the koyin's Aliyah. And even if there's only one kohen, it doesn't matter because it doesn't make it that it's the kohen's mitzvah. It just makes it our chiyuv to give him kavod. So you didn't give him kavod, okay? So you didn't give him kavod. Doesn't mean you stole his mitzvah. Okay, now.
The bigger question: who said stealing a mitzvah
is Shabbos? Is it Gemara? That's Rabbi Gamliel. That is Rabbi Gamliel. That's his whole point. Okay.
And who put the value?
Okay, so we'll see.
Who established the value?
It's Rabban Gamliel.
And when you say amen to a bracha, it's worth this much. Who does that go to? I mean, who's
I guess it goes in your bank account.
Don't you have to be able to say amen? You got bracha. I mean, I took something out of.
Okay, so that it's a shtickle knas. It's a shtickle. I mean, it's a question: is it mamon or knas? Machlokes in the shach.
Ten zehuvim sounds like a knas.
Well, it's a whole arichas in the shach if we're goyve it nowadays. Because if it's a knas, then Bezdin has no authority over knasas now. The knas means a fine. It's not the value of the thing. It's just a fine. That people shouldn't do that. It's not necessarily the value. What? And the nafkamina is right. If a guy grabs it nowadays.
I understand that, but saying amen to a bracha, who could ever come up with a number value for that?
Apparently, Tavar Ben Atam.
And where does it
I'm saying from? That's not what I'm saying. This is why we would not have made up this. A lot of things that we learned this man were semi-logical. You could have figured out yourself to some degree. You need the Torah to like modify your logic, because Lamaisa, we would be off on certain things. But this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara says this, and kach, that's what it says. It gives it this value. The Gemara gives it the value. Gemara gives it the value.
Okay, so if somebody wants to cash in, what do they do?
What do you mean exactly?
I'm going to do a million brachas, so I'd like to cash in on that.
No. But what you could do is that you could go to someone and say, look, I'm going to be mechabed you in benching. You be moitzi me. I want you to know that I just gave you the value of 50 zehuvim. 40, 50, 30, whatever. I gave you a value of 40 zehuvim. You should have a lot of karsa toif to me. Yeah, you could do. Right? And by the way, you know, if you want, there's an expensive bottle of wine down in the store. You could, you know, there's some karsa toif that you can. But
with that?
What?
Well,
with that shavish, you give her the opportunity to do a mitzvah for you. You bring her to the shlachtos after you shecht. Harem b'kneshes, you could go do the kisui. Yeah. Well, I think we paskin that it's a good, big machlokes if it's knas. If it's knas, obviously not. But even if without that, I hear what you're saying. I don't think you could do that. Now, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, I want to see the last part of the Rabbeinu Tam, because I want to squeeze in the entire thing this week, because we only have two more shiurim until the end of this month, and I want to get still Shinpei Gibel and Shinpei Dalet. So, I don't know if we'll be able to, but, okay. Ubalav hanach taimi de Rabbeinu Tam, nearly liftar amoyel. So Rabbeinu Tam came along and said, the moyel, the guy that stole, you know, the case of the stolen bris, the guy that stole the milah does not have to pay. Number one is the moyel said amen. Number two, it's not the moyel's. Number two is that it wasn't the moyel's mitzvah anyway. He says, "Da'af apishamar ha'av lemoyel echad lomol es benoi." Even though the father told the moyel to moyel malis son, loy zochah bo'isem mitzvah lechayev acherim kadam vasa. Why should the moyel have to pay? It's not the moyel's mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. The fact that he gave kavod, he's like the gabbai. He's not going to do it. He gave kavod to one moyel to do it. The fact that another moyel comes in doesn't change the mitzvah. It's not similar to kisui adam av, or if you would steal it from the father, because then it's the father's mitzvah. But once the father's not doing it, he just gave it over to another moyel. There's no difference between moyel A and moyel B, and therefore moyel B does not have to pay to moyel A anything. Oh, you're getting into the whole shach and concise now. Hold on. So therefore, that's the Rosh's taina. Okay? Aval ein ha'av roitza l'moyloi kol Yisrael chayavin l'mula. That's the Lashon of the Rosh. U'bedibor sha'amar ha'av l'moyloi loy zacha l'mitzvah l'chayiv l'achim kadmoy. You're not chayiv just because you gave it over to someone else. Fine. Let's see how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Page 4. Shin Pei Beis. Sure, shaya oimed lahariga mipneishu mazik es abriyos. A shor which is oimed lahariga. Why is it oimed lahariga? Why is it meant to be killed? Mipneishu mazik es abriyos, because it's dangerous. V'ilan ha'oimed l'ktitza mipneishu mazik es arabim, or a tree which is oimed l'ktitza because it's mazik others. V'kadam echad v'shachat. Shor zev v'katatzilans, and someone came and shechted it. Shaloi midas habaylim. He did it without the knowledge of the Bailim. Chayiv, Leshalim, Labailim. He has to pay the Bailim. But look at the next three words of the Shulchan Aruch. He does not say ten zehuvim. He says, Kemoi shiyiru hadayonim. He has to pay what the value the dayonim place on the mitzvah. Sharei, hifkia milasas meis. He took away his opportunity to do the mitzvah. And then he brings, well, if he told me to do it, it's okay. He's potter. And then he continued after the Rama. V'chei mishashachat chayv ha'oifu ba'achar v'chisa adam shalom midas ha'shoichet chayv liten k'mo shi'iru ha'dayanim. He has to pay whatever value the dayanim place on this. Then it says, v'yesh mishahoyra, someone else paskin, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, shu'noisen k'nas kotzu. No, it's not whatever the dayanim place on it. It's a set 10 zehuvim, v'hu asara zehuvim v'chein hoyru. Shekol amenei ha'bayil nasa mitzvah aseh, shem u'im lasa yisuf ha'kadam ha'achar asam, mishan l'bayil asara zehuvim, u'vizman hazeh. We can't charge that money, but if you grab the money, then you can keep it. Okay? So, the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch says that the value is ten is kimoy sheyiru adayanim, meaning the ten zehuvim that Rabbi Gamliel said happens to be the value that he placed on the mitzvah in that case. But that does not mean that it's 10 zehuvim across the board for every single mitzvah. And therefore, it depends on how, on what that dayanim established and evaluated it to be. So what's the obvious question? Shmuel's question. If the dayanim are supposed to evaluate it, based on what criteria are they going to evaluate it? How in the world are they going to evaluate it? Zuck the sma. Unbelievable sma. We weren't looking for Musa today. But we came to a shir, we thought we'd get away with no Musar. So Zakta Sma, Kavaldika Musar over here. Nira de Riyas Ene Dayanim Bezeh. What's the criteria that the Dayanim are looking for? Ubebitl Mimenu Shar Mitzvah Saseh, de Besamahu, de Yiru. They have to look. Im Ish Zeh Shabitl Mimenu Mitzvah, Hu Ish Medaktik Bekim Shar Mitzvahs. The way you establish the value of the mitzvah is for this person. Does this guy actually care about mitzvahs? Yesterday, someone offered him the opportunity to do a certain mitzvah, and he passed it up. They called him up and said, "You want an aliyah?" "Nah, I'm not in the mood right now. Just call someone else. Whatever. I'm busy. I got to run out. Whatever." So this guy doesn't really care that much about mitzvahs. So if someone steals his mitzvah, it's much less valuable. It's much less valuable. Right? But if the guy's very careful with mitzvahs, and he would get on an airplane to go and bake his matzahs and go do his matzahs carefully because he wants a specific type of matzah. So he cares about his mitzvahs. Another guy, he goes and he spends time looking for his dalet minim, so he cares about his mitzvahs. Okay, so this guy who cares about his mitzvahs, now you're going to take a mitzvah from him. Now it means something. That's what the Sma says. Like that famous story that the guy came and went on a whole story, but basically he came and he sold his olam haba for a dollar. He was making fun of it. Olam haba, what's the point? And he sold it to some poor person for a dollar, and he came and told his wife, "I got a free dollar today." "How'd you get a dollar?" "I sold my olam haba," whatever. She said, "You did what? Make sure you go buy it back." And he says, "Can I have my dollar back?" "No." And he made him give him $1 million and became rich from the story. Fine. But the shaila is the poor person, it was like, "No, he bought his olam haba for a dollar." So the Balaam wants to say, obviously his olam haba wasn't worth all that much. So for him, a dollar is talking the value. So anyway, so that's the Sma says. But al koponim, this is the inyan. Is it ten zehuvim? Is it kefish yira dayanim? Machloikis, long shach. Is it a knas? Is it not a knas? It's machloikis. Fine. What I want to get, just speak out, because it's really a geshmaka inyan. Speak out. You have to concentrate because it's a little complicated. So we're going to do it quickly. How do you start through from Leal to the story of the Katzatz Ilanas?
No, the Birchas says 40. Unless it's the same person, the same value for Birchas Hamazon and also the Kisei Adam. If it's calling, some mitzvahs are worth more people than other mitzvahs. And the Gemara seems to say that you give 40 for benching and Hashtas, it's 40 for benching, doesn't get 4 brachas, and you get 10 for the Kisei Adam.
That's
a shita that
the
Torah
costs.
And it seems to be the
Gemara's mashma.
It's hard to.
So the Riff asks this question. The Shach brings down the Riff that if it's a knas, then each one is different. So there's a whole Shach on this. Efshar she'ein anaisein yud zuvim rakavim mashir dayanim. Okay, it's not clear. It's not clear how they got to that number. The Shach comes along the Shach brings down here, if you look, there's a Ramah, right? That the Ramah says, in the last page of the booklet, page 6, it says, Hayoloi ben Lamol. If you had a son to Mal, Uba'achar Omoloi, Chayv litan lo yudzuvim. Avanosin la'achar limo ba'achar Omoloi potter. Okay? So, there's a long Sma over here, and this there's a long Shach, and two column Shach. And the Shach says like this, there's a Sma in Yeridaya that brings down this Ramah. And he brings down this Ramah, and he brings down this halacha, this rush, that if the father offered the milah to the someone else, and then someone else came and stole it from the moyel, that the moyel that stole it doesn't have to pay. So somehow the Ramah says from there, you see from here that a father should do the milah himself and he shouldn't give it over to someone else. So the question is, how did the Tevuah Shor asks on the Sma, how did the Sma see that from the Rosh? The Rosh didn't talk about that. The Rosh is just talking about Asar Zuvim. So Zokta Shach, a genius pshat, Zokta Shach like this, and this is what you were saying, Zokta Shach like this, if the father could do the milah, the Sma is saying, if the father could do the milah, he should not give it to anyone else to do it. Why? Because you should do the milah yourself, presumably. But what? One second. Why can't I give it to someone else to do it? Don't we have the concept of shlichus? I can make someone a shliach to do things for me. So if inachanami, the mitzvah is my mitzvah, it's the father's mitzvah, but why can't the father appoint the moil? Right? Why can't the father appoint the moil to be his shliach? And then it says if the father's doing it. Now, if that would be the halacha, that when you appoint the moil, he's your shliach, then the whole rush would make no sense. Because what did the Rosh say? The Rosh said if the father is not doing it himself and the father gave over the bris to a moil, if another moil came and stole it from him, that other moil is potter from paying. Why? Because once the father's not doing it, there's no mitzvah on the first moil more than the second moil. So frek the shach, what do you mean? Of course there is. Because the first moil is the shliach of the father. And therefore it's like the father's doing it. And the second moil is not a shliach of the father. So the second moil, forget the fact that he maybe has to pay 10 zuvim to the moil or not, but maybe he has to pay 10 zuvim to the father. Because if he would have taken the mitzvah away from the father, he would have to pay 10 zuvim to the father. So now that he took away the mitzvah from the shliach of the father, it's also he should have to pay 10 zuvim to the father. So says the Shach, that the Sma saw in this Rosh, that there's no shlichus on Mila. Mila is the father's mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah and it's on the specifically on the father. If the father retires from the mitzvah and he can't do it, at that point it becomes the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And then he offers it to one moil, there's no moil to this moil over the other moil. But if the halacha would be that you can hire a moil to be your shliach, then if the second moil would steal it from the first moil, then he would have to pay 10 zuvim. Maybe not to the moil, but you have to pay 10 zuvim to the father.
The fact that the father gave it over to the shliach, though, maybe he didn't care so much about it because...
I mean, maybe he does, but he doesn't know how to do milah.
Okay,
I'm saying, you know, there's a lot going on the first 8 days of a child's life to go learn how to do milah. So...
The second moil is also doing a shlichos.
There's no shlichos on that. I wasn't memanim. Okay, that's the second column of the Shach. I did the first column of the Shach. The second column of the Shach is there such a shlichus of kol oimer koyli yitin get leishti, right? That type of concept. That once I put it out there that I don't care about for myself, so what makes it that maybe this guy's more of a shliach of mine than any guy? Maybe I'm just open. Any moil can come do it, but that's not true, the Shach says. If once you appoint someone specifically, another moil can't come and be your shliach. The question is, why not? Why is Mila different than any other mitzvah? I can make a shliach to do my bidikas chametz. I can make a shliach to do gittin kedushin for me.
You can't make a shliach to put tefillin.
So the Ketzoyis says, the Ketzoyis over here says that you can't do shlichos on a mitzvah shebegufay. A mitzvah that has to be performed by you, specifically on your body, you can't do it. Yeah, but here, this is a mitzvah shebegufay. Pashto Pshat, the mitzvah is that you should make sure, it's your responsibility to make sure that the milah is performed. Right, so I'm saying, is it to make that the son gets his milah so you could do shlichas? Apparently, the mitzvah on the father is different than the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. The mitzvah on the father is to go do the maisa milah. Go do it. Do it yourself, just like eating in the sukkah. There's a maisa, eat matzah. So eat matzah, no one else can eat matzah for me. The mitzvah is, do milah to your son. You can't have a shliach. Once the father doesn't do it, there's a new mitzvah chal on Klal Yisrael, make sure that the son gets minimal, and that's mutal on everybody. Apparently that's how the Shach and the Ketzois understood this rush. That there's a special mitzvah on the father, you cannot make a shliach on that mitzvah. Yeah, because we want Mekayim, the sheet of the Tvua Shar. I know, because we want Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Tvua Shar. The Tvua Shar argues on this, and maybe the Ramah argues on this. There's a Daki Moshe. But I'm just saying, the Ketzos and the Shach and the Rosh seem to be going out like that. They seem to be saying that there's no such thing as a Shliach and Mila. Now, you may as well make the Moyel your Shliach, because this way you can fulfill it according to some Shitas. But according to others, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah necessarily.
As a practical matter, if you don't make a shliach, no one's going to do it because they want to get paid. You have to find somebody.
Right.
No one's doing it for free.
Yeah, and as a practical matter, I'm not advising anybody on my cheshbon to do the meal on your own son unless you get, right, you know, good orders and someone's watching over you. But al kapanim, that would be the inyan. So you see the gavaldika sensitivity of Chazal on every prat, you know, that the whole new inyan. Now, and let's not forget the first part of the simon, which is that if someone was mazik someone else, and they come and say, you gave me permission, they're not neman on that. There's no such thing as a nemanus to do such a thing either. Okay. Shkoyach Rabbeinu.
Wow.